Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Oh, yes, yes, everybody. Welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. And yes, yes, the news finally came down. Not much of a surprise. You know, we already knew the Queen. So this was the thing. You know, the music on this pool, man. Hey, Diana Glenn. Shout out to Diana Glenn, my sister. Way. Anyway, Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Just a little piece of Chain, one of Franklin's big hits. We all know that she passed on away. Shout out to Jeff Franklin. No relation, I don't think. Anyway, but yes, the Queen has passed on. She was 76 years old, born in 1942, started singing at the age of 14. Years old. You can already tell. I was watching some clips of her. You can already tell, even at 14, she had a booming voice. And it wasn't cultured. It wasn't, polished. She just had a really, really booming, great, soulful voice. And we all mourn the loss of the Queen, the undisputed Queen of Soul. There's been a lot of queens to come along after her, but there's just no comparison. What's good, my brother? Jeff Franklin. There's just no comparison to the Queen. The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, passed away today at the age of 76. You know, she had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. She lived for 8 years, which was really incredible because most people who have pancreatic cancer die within like the first 5 years or so. So she actually lived 8 years. You know, we all mourn the loss of the Queen. So, you know, that's going to be a star-studded way. You know, that's going to be a star. All right, somebody's trying to, Jeff Franklin's trying to get a shameless plug because he knows thousands of people watch Ron Roach and listen to the Ron Kelly Show. But, you can tell, Diana Glenn says, yes, you can tell she loved to sing because it came so natural to her. And yes, she did. She loved to sing, and even when in ill health, she still insisted when she sung at the AIDS benefit with Rocket Man. she insisted on singing, even though everybody knew she was in ill health. Elton John, I should say. So anyway, we're back in better than ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's the ronkellyshow.com. It's a couple minutes past 7 o'clock, you know, we usually do, I think, 7 o'clock. And boy, woo, it's been hot. You know what? I'm not complaining because I'll take the heat over 10 degrees below zero any day. So I'm not complaining. If it's hot, let it stay hot. Anyway, thanks, everybody, for joining me this evening. We got a good show lined up for you. Omarosa. Omarosa. She's smarter than everybody thought she was. See, everybody thought that Omarosa was just, you know, Omarosa was playing Trump the whole time. And not just in the presidency. Omarosa has been playing Trump since The Apprentice. And she's been learning from Trump, President Trump, all this time. So she's got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. And do I think that there's a N-word tape? I 100% believe it. 100% I believe that there's an N-word tape. I believe that President Trump has used the N-word more than once. And I believe that it's on tape. And even Sarah Sanders, the presidential press secretary, who vociferously protects the president at all costs, even said, well, I can't, when someone, she was asked in the White House briefing, can she guarantee that there's no tape? And she said, no, I've never heard him say it, but I can't guarantee there's no tape. So there's a tape, and I can't wait to hear it. So is this black woman, Omarosa, is she going to take Trump down? We'll see. Also, a transgender candidate from a major political party is running for governor in Vermont. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. Is this a new thing? You know, is this going to open the door to transgender folks running for office, more acceptance in America? So is this something we're going to see? We're going to talk about that. And also, we just got a lot to talk about. Omarosa, I got to get that book. I'm going to get it. And I'm going to read it. Maybe I'll cliff note it or whatever, but I do want to read this book, and I want to hear whatever else she has to say about Trump. See, because as I said earlier, she's been hanging with Trump for 15 years. She's been hanging with Trump for 15 years. This isn't just some overnight thing. She's been hanging with Trump for 15 years. She's been learning from Trump. She's worked with in the Trump organization, and this is classic, ladies and gentlemen. This is classic that she would now turn on the presidency. Because most people, he kicks in the behind and they just walk away. Flynn and the Secretary of State and all these other people he got rid of, handful of people, just maybe 10, 15 people he's just gotten rid of, and they just left and they didn't say anything. See, now Omarosa did not just leave and not say anything. So she's smarter than people think she is, so we'll be talking about her. And we got a whole lot more right here on the Ron Kelly Show every Thursday night, 7 p.m., right here on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Check me out on Facebook. In fact, check me out right now on Facebook Live. Tell a friend, it's the Ron Kelly Show. Facebook, the Ron Kelly Show. On Twitter, it's Ron R. Kelly Talk Sense. That's what I do, I talk sense. And on Instagram, it's Real R. Kelly. One. Hey, you think people tried to tell me to change my name at one time? The people in the spot. Diana Glenn. Well, those people in the spot. Well, she is not, obviously, because she got a seven figure deal for her book. Seven figures. So, and she's making, it's already on the New York Times bestseller list. That's money. So she's going to make a fortune. With the Trump haters, I think she probably gonna need some security too, because the Trump haters are out there. I mean, the Trump lovers are out there too, so she probably need not go in certain places, because the Trump folks are very protective for the president. But anyway, everybody, it's just a couple minutes past the hour. Shout out to Cisco Sanchez, I should say. So you know what I kind of stopped before I mentioned people's businesses and stuff like that, but Cisco, I'll talk about it a little later on. Shout out to Cisco Sanchez, thank you for joining me right here, Diana Glenn, Jeff Franklin, all of you folks who are listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, so I have a couple of things I want to talk about tonight. You know, I always got something, and. But by the way, the man who shot Marquise McLaughlin, let me pull this up here, Marquise McLaughlin, the guy who shot Marquise McLaughlin, was charged with manslaughter, not murder. And folks are asking, like, why didn't he get charged with murder? Michael Draker has been charged with manslaughter in the death of the young brother Marquise McLaughlin. You guys know the case of Standing Ground, another Standing Ground case where this man shot this black man in the chest after he pushed him down on the ground. Now, I don't think that Marquise McLaughlin was no longer a threat when he was killed by this Michael Draker, who pulled his pistol out while he was still on the ground, and McLaughlin was standing about 5 or 6 feet away from him, and he killed his brother, shot him in the chest. He went back inside and died. And his 5-year-old son witnessed all of this. So imagine the trauma that he's going to have to live with for the rest of his life, to have to deal with something like that at 5. It's hard enough to deal with something like that at 50, never mind 5. You know. So he's been charged with manslaughter. Now, I meant to get an update on the other shooting in East Pittsburgh. I'll pull that up a little bit later on, and we'll talk about that as well. But anyway, right now, man, it's hot in here. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. So we were earlier before some of you guys came on, I was talking about Aretha Franklin and the Queen passed on. This morning, I believe it was. You know, there's going to be a star-studded funeral. There's going to be luminaries and dignitaries, and shout out to Sam Wilson. Shout out to Sam for watching and or listening to the program. Shout out to my boy Tiny, DJ Tiny. I'll get to him and DJ Tiny. And shout out, thank you, brother Samuel H. Wilson Jr. He put it all out there. I almost called him Samuel Jackson one week. Anyway, shout out to boy DJ Tiny. I'll get to him and I'll get to Keith Hall, those programs when I come back from the break. So I was talking to somebody this week about child support. And somebody told me, and I couldn't believe it. Maybe one of y'all can confirm it for me. I was, there was a situation where there was a man who was already paying child support. And he got married, not to the woman that bore the child, but to somebody else. And I was told that not that she had to pay, but the combined income was what they went off of for his rate of pay, like what he had to pay to the chick who had the baby. And so somebody told me that they combined his income with his new wife's income, and based off of that, that's how they judged how much he should pay, which I thought was ridiculous. I just couldn't believe that the new wife and the man who's paying child support, their incomes are combined. Now, the wife doesn't have to pay, but they're rating him based on both of their incomes, not just his, which I thought was insane. Somebody actually told me that. I'm like, wow, really? So I don't know. Maybe somebody can hit me up on the Facebook Live feed and let me know. Anyway, to everybody else who's out there listening on the blogtalkradio.com, it's blogtalkradio.com/the Ron Kelly Show. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly B. LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Thank you so much. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for listening to the program. And, of course, last night is DJ Tiny. DJ Tiny, my homeboy, who plays house music. You can check him out Wednesday nights from 8 to 10 Eastern time on the dwildmusicradio.com. DJ Tiny, 8 to 10, house for your house. DJ Tiny, 8 to 10 p.m. on deepwildmusicradio.com. And of course, you know, my main man, Keith Hall, my radio brother from the Fishbowl Radio Network, where I once broadcast my show, no longer, but you can check out DJ Keith Hall, University 80s. And it's not what it sounds exactly. It's University 80s. It's Tuesday night from 8 to 10 Eastern. I believe it is 8 to 10 Eastern on Fishbowl Radio Network. It's 8 to 10 Eastern. It's 9 to 11 Central Time, where the show originates from in Texas. So you can check out my dude, DJ Tiny on DIYMusicRadio.com on Wednesdays, and Keith Hall, University of the 80s, on Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Block Talk Radio, Fishbowl Radio Network. All right, right. Yeah, everybody's still reeling from the death of Aretha Franklin. I think the blessing is that it wasn't a lot of, she didn't die around a lot, surrounded by controversy and drama. You know, because the last couple of deaths that we've had, some of the great performers of our time, and their deaths have been surrounded by controversy. Michael Jackson, who I think was the greatest performer of all time. Whitney Houston, Prince, some of the biggest names, some of the greatest performers of our time. And a lot of their deaths were surrounded by controversy. Whitney Houston drowning in the bathtub. Who did it? Was it drugs? Was it drinks? And then a daughter subsequently doing the same exact thing. The daughter dying the same exact way. Michael Jackson, was in propofol, and the whole thing with Michael Jackson, it took place several years ago. But he passed on from, they believe it was drug use. Prince passed on. They believe his death was attributable to drugs. And, we're sorry that the Queen has gone on to sing in heaven, but her death was not surrounded by controversy, which is kind of a blessing. That it wasn't all, there was no, she died peacefully, surrounded by her loved ones. And that's going to be one star-studded funeral. There's going to be President Obama will probably be there as well, and his wife. There's going to be stars all over the place. So, can't get a seat, so I guess I'll just have to watch on TV like everybody else. Anyway, it's about 22 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. You are watching, listening to, hearing, seeing The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Now, I promised that I would talk about Omarosa. Omarosa was, everybody hated, you remember when everybody hated Omarosa? Y'all remember how everybody, when Omarosa back in the day was on Apprentice, everybody hated Guts. Omarosa's a hero now because she's about to bring down the Trumpster. And I truly believe that she has enough on him to bring him down. Because like I said, she hasn't been just recording this over the last, the year that she's been in the White House. This has been going on for years, probably 10, because she's been associated with President Donald Trump since the Apprentice days. I don't think she won Apprentice, but she, Trump took a liking to her and employed her in several different intelligence levels within the Trump organization. So she's had ample opportunity to gather all the information that she has gathered so far. So it's going to be interesting to find out what she actually really knows about the president. And as I said before, do I think there's a inward tape? Of course I do. 100%. I believe that Trump used the N-word. So we were talking about the relationship between Trump and I'm Rosa. And then he called her, you know, and see, this is what Trump does. When you fall out of favor with Trump, then he starts a name calling. But, you know, of all the people that fell out with Trump over the years, over the time he's been in president, I've never heard him use the term like dog. You know, I'm glad General Kelly got rid of that dog. I mean, that was cold. That was cold. He called Omarosa a dog. I mean, that was cold. And I think it was a coded racial slur. It was denigrating toward women, and I think it was a cold racial slur. That's what I think it was. I don't think that, I truly believe the man's used the N-word many times, but that was a racial slur. It was a coded racial slur. Why would you call her a dog? You know, you didn't call, Rex. You didn't call Rex a dog. You didn't call Michael Flynn a dog. You didn't call all these other people who you got rid of. Over the years, over the time you've been in office, I haven't heard you call anybody a dog. So I think there was a coded racial slur that he called her, Omarosa, a dog. Wow. So anyway, it's 21 minutes past the hour, everybody. You're watching the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. .com and Ron Kelly Show. I'm kind of distracted. I'm kind of detached tonight. Sometimes I get on the radio and I'm like in it. And some days I get on the radio and I'm kind of like detached a little bit. And tonight I guess I'm kind of like in between. But I love doing my radio show. I'll get that done. You know. But even things you love, sometimes you just feel kind of like, you know, should I do this today? There's been times where I just really didn't want to be on the radio. I'm like, but you know, I've heard from certain people, and they've said that I've got an obligation. You got an obligation to be on radio, because there's people waiting to listen to you. So I'm like, okay, and that's true because there are people who are waiting to hear the Ron Kelly Show. You know, but you can send in. I don't usually do that, but you can send in if you want to, bring up a certain subject. You can send to me on my email. Like, you can just send it to me any way you can. You can send it to me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can send it to me. In the Facebook live feed, however you want to do it. I'm not gonna pigeonhole you to one particular thing like maybe like email just for radio show. Just send it, and there's certainly something that you want me to address because it's your show. It's not mine. It's just my name is all over, all behind me, but it's your show, not mine. So we have a transgender person who's running for governor. And I promise I will talk about this. Transgender candidate in Vermont. And she's not the only one. She's not the only one. This person, Christine Hallquist, and the Democrats of Vermont had chosen this woman, I guess you would call her. Christine Hallquist is a candidate for governor. It's the first time that a major party has nominated a transgender person for a governorship. Now, I'm not surprised that Vermont is. Vermont is a pretty liberal place. But she's the major party candidate for governor, so I guess she'll run against a Republican man, probably. And, so now we have America is changing, everybody. America is changing, because there was a time not too long ago that these transgender folks were laughed out of wherever they went. Nobody wanted to deal with them. They were considered freaks. Now, the transgender, at first it was the gays, remember what happened in Lower Manhattan years ago. Gays used to meet secretly and, behind, you could never let anybody know you were gay. They would meet behind closed doors. Now they don't have to do that. They walk the streets and they can do whatever everybody else does. I mean, there's still the Republican challenge to LGBTQ folks. There's still a challenge with the Republicans who believe in man with woman and not man with man or woman with woman. The Republicans are big on that, along with anti-abortion and you know, some of the other things that they spout the nonsense. But now we have a transgender person, and you can see a picture of him or her, and I'll say her, in the New Yorker magazine. There's a article about this person, and he looks like, well, it doesn't matter what she looks like. I shouldn't go there. I don't want people to start thinking I'm anti-LGBTQ because I'm not. And I'm not going to say something stupid like some of my best friends because they're not. But so now we have a transgender person who's running for office. The first time that a major party has positioned a transgender person to possibly become governor of Vermont. So it was a historic evening last night. Will this person win? Who knows? But this is what took place, and there's more than one. And see, this is what the alt-right and the race baiters, the Klan, this is what they're worried about. You know, they're not really worried about black folks. They got other things to worry about. They got to worry about Jawar Gerbil, who wears a turban, who is the Attorney General of the state of New Jersey. LGBTQ candidates and, you know, this is what they're worried about. They're not worried about black folks anymore. You know, they have a lot of other things to worry about. They worry about this other stuff that's happening in this country. Folks taking over neighborhoods and, you know, people just, I was riding around today. Shout out to Audrey Turner. Shout out to Lamont Gates. Shout out to Bunny McKnight. Sharon Allen Chambers, like, man, well, you know, where did all you people come from? Shout out to Gil. Gil, I'll see you in a few if you're over there. And no Lamont Gates, I did not see the Black Klansman. Shout out to Lamont, Michael Bishop, Sharon Allen Chambers, my sister from back in the day, Storms Avenue, and Diana too, Diana Gwynn. And shout out to my homeboy Gil from, I'll see you later, Gil. I'll be there tonight, trust me. But anyway, so now we have this transgender person who is running for governor. And I'd ask the question, is it going to hurt the Democrats or is it going to help the Democrats? Because there are a lot of people who are still unaccepting on both sides. There are a lot of people who still do not accept a man changing themselves into a woman or vice versa, a woman changing herself to a man. The transgender folks still have a long way to go. I mean, the gay people are in, so to speak, but the transgender folks still have a long way to go because there's still a lot of people who do not accept transgender folks. But the people in Vermont apparently do because they elect, this transgender person, Ms. Hallquist, won the primary. So she is a candidate. She'll be running in the general election for governor of the state of Vermont. Now, don't get me started. I'm not against nobody. You'll do you. I'm not against nobody. And no Lamont Gates, I did not see Black Klansmen, but once I do, probably this weekend, I'm going down to, I'll be in D.C. this weekend. And I think maybe I'll take and check it out then. Anyway, it's half past the hour already. Boy, you're listening to, watching, reading, hearing The Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Aaron. I don't know if Aaron might be home tonight. Aaron Maisto. I'm butchering Gil's name. I'll get it right at some point. Maisto. It looks like Maisto. Aaron Maisto, who likes Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. And shout out to Dominic, who's a avid Trump supporter. Dominic and Steve, they're like diamond and silk of Trump world. They just love Trump. Nick, who doesn't really love anybody. And my main man, Phil. Love me some Phil. Phil, you're the man. And everybody else who partakes of our nonsense, John and Andrew, even Andrew. And everybody else who partakes of our nonsense over at over at the spot. I'm not going to say the name of the place because I don't give any free advertisements. But you know, if you guys are there, if you're watching, if you're over there, I'll see you there. The, right after I turn this computer off, I'll be on my way over to sit with you guys. Anyway, it's 30 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Omarosa. I'm a Omarosa fan. I even liked Omarosa on Twitter. And I don't like a lot of people, you know. I mean, I don't mean to say I don't like I don't mean to say I don't like a lot of people, but I don't like a lot of people like Facebook and stuff like that, unless I really know them. But I liked Omarosa on Twitter because I like Omarosa. I think that she has enough. And see, here's the thing, right? Here's the thing with Omarosa. Now, when somebody goes to court to shut you up, right? When someone goes to court to shut you up, that means, that tells me that they have something. Because why would you care? Why would you care? So if someone goes to court, like the Trump administration has gone to court to shut Omarosa up, because she talked about the $15,000 a month, but I might have took that $15,000 a month to keep her mouth shut forever. I might have took that, you know. But she said no. And in hindsight, she got a seven-figure contract. I don't know how much money. Seven figures is $1 million or more deal to write this book. So when you go to court to shut somebody up, that means they must have something. And I'm sure that Omarosa has. She may not have all that she says she has, but I think she's got enough to rock the Trump boat. And I'm looking. I'm interested. I'm very looking forward to meeting her. Actually, if she, you know, if she does a book signing around here somewhere, maybe in New York, Manhattan, I will definitely go and see if I can shake her hand. Because I and shout out to Joe DeFranco and some of you, Dominic, and some of you other Trump supporters who are squirming, because you know that there's something out there. Somebody knows something about this man. You all know. You all know. You know, you put on your Trump faces and your Trump masks, but you all know that the man is corrupt, crooked, and crazy. You all know it. You just won't accept it. But Omarosa is going to prove it to all of you. All right? So, all right, we'll do take a quick break, just a very quick break, because I have to. And we'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. You know, I was reading this. I mean, just, the world is nuts. Everybody is nuts, except for me. The world is absolutely 100% crazy. Because this man, go back to the black. Oh, of course. Yes, Diana. Yes, I will be going to the Black Museum in D.C. Yeah, I've been there already, but I will go back. And I went to Martin Luther King Monumental Park, the majesty of the 40-foot, I think at least, statue of the King was just breathtaking. I just take a picture of it. Dwarfed me, of course. Oh, Nick says he finally saw the Black Klansman. Okay, finally, I want to hear about that. And Gil says, don't talk about Andrew. Hey, Andrew, I got to give Andrew a shout out. Gil, I know you don't like Trump. I think Omarosa's hot. Well, she does. She is a little, you know. I wouldn't kick her out to bed. Yeah, but okay, Nick. Well, I'll see Nick also over at the cigar shop in Whippany, and we'll talk about these things. But you know, the world is nuts. Everybody's just going crazy because this man who flew had a fight with his wife and went and got a plane and flew it into his house. Now I've been mad. Now I've had arguments. I've been married twice, so you know I've been very mad. You know, divorced now, but I've been married twice. So, you know, my patience has been tested on a number of issues many, many times. Now, this man has a fight with his wife, goes and gets a plane. And where did he get the plane from? Goes and gets a plane, and he flies the plane into his house. But now the wife and the son are inside the home. He goes and gets a plane and flies it into the house. Now, I've been mad, but I haven't been that mad. I'm going to kill my damn self. And then another man who stole a plane, who wasn't a pilot, and he's doing better than the Blue Thunder, the Air Force, the Air Force flies, you know, they fly over football games and stuff like that. He's doing better than them with a cargo plane. We're not talking about a little Cessna jet, pup jet. We're talking about a cargo plane that seats like 70-something people. And he's flying and doing loops and stuff, and the guy was not a pilot. And people are nuts. People are just going crazy. It's the Trump syndrome. I'm telling you, it's the Trump syndrome. People are going crazy because of Donald Trump. Trust me on that. So people are crazy. You know, so I've been, you know, like, this, I'm going crazy too. I'm losing it. I'm really absolutely losing it. But anyway, shout out to everybody who's taking. Shout out to everybody who takes part of the Ron Kelly Show. And now that I know the Trump supporters are listening, I just want to beat Trump to death. This administration. This administration specializes in lies. They specialize in lies. Cassandra Sanders, who was the White House press secretary, said that Trump has created three times as many jobs for African Americans than Barack Obama, which is like total nonsense. But you got to admit, though, there are some things that Mr. Trump is doing that are working. But like I said, even Dr. Frankenstein, he pieced all those pieces together. And Trump is our own version of Dr. Frankenstein. Dr. Frankenstein pieced those pieces of the people he killed. And he put the pieces together and he put electricity to it. And it worked. It's alive. It's alive. And now Trump. Trump is alive, and there's some things that he's doing that's, you know, that things that are working, ironically enough. But I guess if you I don't know. Anyway, everybody, it's I'm gonna start smoking cigars on the show, I think. I might start trying that. Anyway, it's 20 minutes before the hour. Right here, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. .com. I'm just laughing because there's just so many things going on in the world today that are just absolutely crazy. People are just nuts. And you just wait for the next person to flip out, you know, because you know it's going to be. Somebody flipped out in Canada the other day. Unfortunately, you know, two police officers were killed while this person was flipping out. So, you know, people are just flipping. Shout out to man, you know, I'm seeing Miss Watkins. Oh my goodness. I haven't seen y'all, excuse me for a second. I haven't seen Miss Watkins in years. Oh boy. Good to see, well, I can't see you, Miss Watkins, but boy. Oh man, Miss Watkins, Miss Nelson, you know, my mother, Mrs. Kelly, all the mothers from the block back in the day on Storms Avenue, they had that block tight. Miss Allen, you know, they had that block tight. Yeah. So anyway, yes, Albert. Oh, I ain't right, Albert. Oh, okay. Yeah. But Lamont, but Lamont. I know I'm bouncing around here, y'all, because I'm like punch drunk. But Lamont, yeah, she ain't bad. Omarosa's a good looking chick. You know, she ain't, you know, she's not super hot, but she's a good looking chick. But shout out to Miss Watkins. Love you, Miss Watkins. You know, you was like a mother to me back in the day when we used to live on Storms Avenue. Miss Watkins, Miss Nelson, Miss Kelly, my mother, and so many other mothers. Miss Cunningham, all the mothers from Storms Avenue, they had the block on lock. So shout out to Miss Watkins. And peace be upon Mr. Watkins, who's no longer with us. All right, everybody, it's 19 minutes before the hour, and it's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. I took a picture of somebody who was, maybe I shouldn't talk about that. But anyway, we talked about I promised I'd talk about the transgender person, which I did, and Omarosa, which I also talked about her, and, you know, I think that, you know, I've had a lot more respect for Omarosa than I did before. I put it like that. I have a lot more respect for her than I did before. A lot more respect. But I did talk about the shaky ground. The people are nuts. Yeah, and I did mention Aretha earlier, Gil. As a matter of fact, I played a piece from one of Aretha's greatest hits. Yes, that was one of Aretha Franklin's biggest hits, Chain of Fools, from 1967, I think it was. Chain of Fools, Aretha Franklin. The Queen now has passed on to glory. And she'll be sorely missed. The Queen of Soul. Not Mary J. Blige, no. Not Mary J. Blige, no. Mary J. Blige was the Queen of Hip Hop. Okay. Not Beyonce, I don't know what she's the Queen of, but she's not the Queen of Soul. Aretha Franklin is the Queen of Soul. See, back in the day, you know, it was a lot harder to be a star back in the day, especially if you're Black. You know, and I'm not trying to be a racist or anything like that, but it was a lot harder to be a star back in the day if you were Black, getting record deals and getting on American Bandstand. Peace be upon Dick Clark, who put many Black bands on the map, Jackson 5 and Commodores and Gap Band, many, many of the groups who nobody would pay attention to back in the day simply because they were Black. Dick Clark, on American Bandstand, Dick Clark did put a lot of those acts on the map. It wasn't just Soul Train. You know, Dick Clark put a lot of Black acts on American Bandstand. I might have seen it once or twice, but reruns of it. But So it was a lot harder to be a star back then. So you have to pay homage to some of these folks. Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson, Temptations, the Delphonics. We're not the Delphonics, but the Temptations. These groups who were out back in the day when it was really hard to get a contract. Now it's easy. You didn't really have to be able to sing. You just make noise. You get a contract. Somebody pick you up, pick that man up. He made noise. back in the day, it was a lot harder to get a contract. Shout out to Stephanie Freitas, who just joined the program. And Gil Maisto, Maisto. It looks like a M-A-I-S-T-O, Maisto, Jr., who, a good friend of mine from the spot we hang out at, Whippany, New Jersey. Well, I never get stopped, by the way. Never, not even once. Driving all the way down Route 10 in Whippany, East Hanover. That's like, ugh, you know. That's like boogeyman. And never got stopped. Not even once. You know, they don't come much blacker than me. And I never got stopped. Not once. I'd probably get pulled over tonight and have the whole force surrounding me and I'd be all embarrassed. It'll probably happen tonight. But no. No, I have never been, well, I can't say never, but in that area, I've never been profiled or driving while black. Not once. I guess maybe because I got to drive nice cars. Because, you know, because when you got a nice car, the police basically leave you alone. As long as it's not too nice. Now, if you got a really nice car, you know, they don't think you should have, you expect to get pulled over. Expect it. Now, I know a lot of ex-cops, ex-police officers, you know, and most of them, for the most part, are decent people. But there's some crackpots out there. There's, and people say, oh, well, they got beat up as kids. And I don't know about that. They got beat up as kids. I don't know. You know. I mean, who knows? They become police officers so they can get revenge on people. Now, it could be true. Yeah, a lot of those cops are short, you know. I've seen a couple where I'm like, well, how did you get in there? You must know somebody. Very short. Anyway, everybody, it's 12 minutes left to the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to everybody who watched the program tonight. And shout out, you know, the last show before this was 3,000, about 1,500 people, 1,300 people who watched the Ron Kelly Show that week, you know, which I really, really appreciate. Jeff Franklin, if you want to advertise on my show, you get at me. Jeff Franklin, if you want to advertise on my show, you get at me. We can make a deal. You know, I know you. I'll make sure that you, maybe if you got a t-shirt, I'll wear it. Of your business, I'll wear it. I'll put it on like this one here, but this is mine. I purchased this. But yeah, if somebody has a hat or a t-shirt or something they want me to wear, as long as it's not too goofy looking, yeah, I'll wear it. You know, I mean, you got to pay me. But yeah, hit me up, theronkellyshow@gmail.com. TheRonKellyShow@gmail.com. If you have a business you want to advertise, it could be a little thing in the corner. It could be a little placard, you know, like right there. It could be a little placard. You know, it doesn't have to be something I got to talk about the whole time. I could just be sitting there for the whole hour. And, you know, and a lot of people do watch this program. So if you want to advertise on my show, hit me up, TheRonKellyShow@gmail.com, TheRonKellyShow@gmail.com. Because I mentioned a lot of people, they don't really appreciate what I do. So I'm cutting that out. You know, sorry, but I mentioned DJ Tiny, that's my boy, and Keith Hall, because I've known him a long time, but other than that, I'm not mentioning nobody else, unless they want to come talk to me, they want to make a deal with me, you know, I'm not, this ain't BLS, so I'm not going to charge you the outrageous price. If you don't make a deal with me, we can talk turkey, and I can front your program, whatever it is you have, I can front it right here on the Ron Kelly Show. RonKellyShow@gmail.com, TheRonKellyShow@gmail.com. All right, it's about 8 minutes left to the program, everybody. You know what you're listening to. It's 10 minutes, actually. It's Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com. Shout out to everybody who watched this program today. I got about 10 minutes left to the program. I'm going to try to meet Omarosa. I mean, not to get with her or nothing like that, but I do want to try to meet her. Because I think that she holds the key to the end of Trump. Shout out to Joe DeFranco, who's probably spinning somewhere right now, and all the Trumpsters, Dominic and Steve. It's Trump nonsense. But I think that, you know, this one black woman is going to do what the whole Democratic Party couldn't do. You know, she's going to bring Trump down like a ton of bricks. And I'm going to be waiting to see the crash and burn. And, you know, and you know, Pence, Mike Pence is just waiting. He's like, man, he's probably telling his wife at night, like, get ready to be the first lady. Get ready to be the first lady because I'm going to be president. Can you imagine, you know, what Mike Pence might be thinking, you know? And he goes to the Pentagon and talks about a space force. I mean, like, well, I did hear that Captain Picard was coming back, Star Trek The Next Generation. Maybe that's what he was talking about. But a space force, really, a wall, a space force. I mean, make up your mind. What do you want? You want to spend money on a wall? You want to spend money on a space force? I mean, there's nobody up there. What are you talking about? There's nobody. We're not even out. When was the last time we sent the space shuttle to the moon? Like 8 years ago? Or earlier? I don't even think Obama sent one up. And he was president for 8 years. It's just been a minute. So anyway, it's everybody's nuts. Let me see who's talking what. Let me see. Oh, Gil said she's hot. Oh, yeah. People are nuts. They did not have to show all those body parts. Right. That's right, Diana Watkins. And that's right, also, Samuel H. Wilson. I almost said Samuel Jackson, see? And that's right. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't see the... I paid more attention to the feed because I didn't see what y'all were saying. But, yes, Ed Sullivan did, too. That's right. Ed Sullivan brought a lot of black acts. There's a station called Decades. It's not on cable or anything like that. Decades. And it's on... I guess it's an internet TV station, Decades is a channel. And they show the Ed Sullivan Show. And most of the acts, besides the Beatles, most of the acts that Ed Sullivan brought on his show were black. And you're right, Samuel H. Wilson Jr., Ed Sullivan did bring a lot of black acts onto his program, and Dick Clark, you know, as well. So we have to pay homage to those folks who are no longer here, who knew talent when they saw it. And it goes Stevie Wonder, Jackson 5, Temptations, Marvin Gaye, and all of these folks, they were on the Ed Sullivan Show. Really beat you today, really beat you. Yeah, so yeah, you're right. And Diana Glenn, you're also right. They didn't have to show all the body parts. It was talent because, you know, as women, did you see what Aretha Franklin was wearing back in the day? It was up to the neck and, you know, wasn't no leg showing or nothing. You know, now it's cleavage and I'm not gonna say I don't like looking at it now. I'll be lying if I did. But nowadays it's a totally different ballgame with women. The more you shake it, the more chances are that you're gonna get a spot because you shouldn't. It's still light outside. But yes, that is interesting, Bunny McKnight. That is very interesting. Anyway, guys, I appreciate y'all, man. Because the world is everybody got something to do. You know what I'm saying? And y'all got a lot of things, better things to do than sit here and watch me or listen to me. For the folks who listen on the Block Talk Radio app, you can get it to your phone, by the way. You know, if you don't listen to the Ron Kelly Show when you're not home, you can download the Block Talk Radio. Well, actually, what you can do is you go to my podcast. It's blogtalkradio.com/ The Ron Kelly Show. Once again, blogtalkradio.com/ The Ron Kelly Show. And you can listen to me anytime. A show maybe you missed, maybe you're out of town and you want to hear what Ron was talking about. This is all about me. You can check it out, blogtalkradio.com/ The Ron Kelly Show, and you can check me out. There's about 150 shows there. Somewhere thereabouts, maybe 150 shows. This ain't new now. Rock Kelly Show, I've won the Martin Luther King Icon Award. I've been awarded a proclamation by the city of Patterson, by the county of Passaic. I got so many awards, I just stay in the closet because I don't have enough room for them. So this is a new thing. Rock Kelly Show has been around for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So this is no new thing. I want to thank everybody for joining me. And if you got a show idea, you can hit me up. If you know me, you can text it to me, or you can put it on the feed. If there's something you want me to talk about, sure, I can talk about it, because I know everything. Y'all know that. So, so if there's something you want me to talk about, you can put it on the feed. Put it on the feed. If you know me, you can text me, or theronkellyshow@gmail.com for those people who don't know me, theronkellyshow@gmail.com. If you do have a topic, something that you want me to talk about that I might be interested in, because I've gotten a few, and I just said no. But if you think of something I might want to put out there, sure, you can send it to me on a feed. If you know me, text it on my cell phone, or you can hit me up at ronkellyshow@gmail.com, the official email address for the Ron Kelly Show. So, you know, I'm breaking. It's about 3 minutes left of the program, so I want to thank everybody real quick. I want to thank everybody for watching, listening, engaging my nonsense every Thursday afternoon, evening, I should say, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I don't know too much about Snapchat. Snapchat is beyond, you know, these things are enough. Shout out to Dr. Susanna Flores, who's the author of Facehooked. And she has another book about Wolverine, the psychology of Wolverine, Unmasked. The psychology of Wolverine is Dr. Flores' other book. So I want to thank Dr. Flores, if she's watching. Thank you, Dr. Flores, for participating with me last week on the Ron Kelly Show. Her book is called Facehooked. This is her book. It's called Facehooked. This is Dr. Flores' book. It's called Facehooked. Dr. Santa Flores. Facehooked. Buy it because you need it. Because a lot of y'all can't stay away from the computer. And we're going to have, and Ron Kelly Show is going to sponsor a one-day tech out. No Facebook, no Twitter, no Instagram, no nothing. Well, I don't want to say no phone, but I know some of y'all need your phone. You got children and stuff like that, so I'll keep the phone in there. But we're going to have Ron Kelly Show is going to sponsor a tech out. I'll let you know. It might even be like the same day of the smoke out. So you can smoke out and tech out. You can smoke out and you can tech out at the same time. So we're definitely going to do that. But this is Dr. Flores' book. If you find yourself on Facebook too much, and Twitter and Instagram, if you start sharing your personal information about yourself, if you start talking about things that you don't need to be talking about, you can go and get Dr. Flores' book and check it out. Right here at the bottom. Right here at the bottom. Right here. There's the Ron Kelly, the Ron Kelly Show. You see that? You see it? Yours truly is on the flap. Yes, right there. Right there. I am on the flap right there. I didn't write anything, but, you know, I thought it was nice that she put my name there. All right. Anyway, so I'm about to break out of here. It's time to go and have a smoke. So I'll see you guys next week back here on the Ron Kelly Show. I got a real tight, dynamic show. I know I was a little off, but no, I wasn't. I never off. But I got a real tight show for you next week. We got a lot to talk about. So everybody do take care of yourselves. And remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And we may not have it all together, but together, we can certainly have it all. Thanks so much. I'm done.